right. Wow. Everyone needs a little bit more exuberance in their voice tonight.
Welcome, everyone.
It's only Tuesday, guys.
This is as exuberant as I can get. Huh. Right here.
We'll have to deal. All right. Well, so we're on to Undertale, and hopefully you guys had a chance to finish the first chunk. So I'm curious to what you guys think so far, just of the sort of the gameplay and the overall theme.
This game's super trippy. Like, I'm so confused. Like, my wife was asking me what I'm playing, and I was like, I have no idea. I can't explain what I'm playing. So, I mean, not that I'm not enjoying it, it's just very confusing.
So it wasn't just me. I'm so confused.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
I told you guys it was weird.
It's,
like, I can't tell if it's all supposed to be a joke or not, but maybe, but then sometimes it's not. I just never know what's happening.
It's oddly enjoyable, though. Like, I had tried, like, you know, I just wanted to keep playing. At least on my end.
Yeah, I can feel the same way. Like, I really liked it, and I didn't want it to stop, but I did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, reading Alice in Wonderland.
Right away, it was a throwback to, like, really old-school RPGs.
Sure.
I feel like it's, right away, it was a throwback to, like, really old-school RPGs.
Sure.
And I was enjoying that. Then it very quickly feels like something else. I'm like, not exactly sure what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, is that something else good or bad?
It was good. It just, I was expecting something else. I guess. It's just, very different from, I have no idea what's going on. I think that's
the general consensus. I mean, okay, because here's what happened. The game took me longer to play this section than I thought because I went on a date with a skeleton. Okay, so, like, what is... Just any time I try and think how I would describe this game to another person, I realize I sound insane. So, what's even happening?
Yeah, it's like an RPG dating simulator.
Wait, do you go on more dates?
Pixel.
Or maybe don't say that. Spoiler alert.
I don't know. I only played up till the pink cheese.
Yeah.
And I only went on one actual date.
I've gone on one date so far. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
The car bed was pretty epic.
The car bed?
Yeah, I was jealous.
It was like the worst date I've ever been on. I've been on some bad dates, man.
But hey, you got to go back to his room.
I know. I was like, where is this going to go?
you were
like, what would go into my...
You weren't on a date. You were just hanging out with your best friend.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, he doesn't feel the same for you.
Yeah, right. He was friend-zoning me.
Yeah, and then he has a freaky roommate.
Yeah,
you know,
what's up with
who's
that?
Who's kind of cool, but also kind of, you know, you don't know. So
he's like, hey, do you want to just, like, walk around my house and pick up my stuff and ask me about it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Sans was my favorite character aside from Greater Dog.
Greater Dog, he's awesome.
Yeah,
I love how he's just like, "Do you want to go in my bedroom and do what people who date do?"
Yeah,
I was like,
"Yeah, I was
no.
really scared." I was like, "No, I don't." Many things.
I definitely don't want to do that. I think this is an everyone rated game. I thought. I don't know.
Also, you're playing as a human child, and that's
yeah, I know.
Nope.
Yes,
definitely not.
It's like, do you want to flirt with this guy? I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
But I have no choice.
Yeah. But at least he can cook.
He can.
Spaghetti.
And as a child...
Spaghetti.
Well, and as a kid, that would be very... Yeah, that would be very...
That's
you know,
true.
I'm just going to walk away from that conversation.
He's a heartbreaker. So, well, we'll get into that a little more later, maybe, if we decide to. So, thoughts on the narrative, though, so far? How do you guys feel about the way the story is unfolding, the other elements in the game, such as puzzles, the fighting games, the graphics, etc., music?
I feel like I'm in a Saturday morning cartoon.
Aww, that's good. Fun.
Good description.
Yes.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, the thing is, like, for me at least, like, it feels like a Saturday morning cartoon, but a Saturday morning cartoon that won't admit that it's a Saturday morning cartoon.
Right.
So I'm really confused.
Yeah. Yeah. I just have to say that the fighting games, the games while you're in fights, I'm really bad at them. Really bad.
Like when you're dodging the stuff, you mean?
Yeah, when you're dodging the stuff, like my anxiety, like something happens and like I'm trying to dodge something, but instead of dodging it, I end up running right into it. And yeah.
I didn't have a terrible amount of trouble with that. There were definitely some fights where I was struggling more than others. I think I only died a couple times in this first half.
Give it time.
Yeah. Great. Are you threatening me?
Not at all. Not at all.
What else? What do you guys think of the story so far? The music? Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the music, yeah.
Yeah. It's very enchanting. And sometimes very ominous.
Yes. It is ominous.
Yeah, as far as the story goes, I don't think I understand the story well enough to really comment on it. Which might just be a negative comment on the story, but I just don't get what's going on.
Yeah.
So what I gather is you have Sans who wants to be part of the Royal Guard or what it is, yeah. Whatever, and basically they need to hunt humans.
Yes.
Because the human soul is the most powerful thing, and yes. Will be able to pass the barrier so that all the monsters can then
yes.
Go back above ground.
Yes, because the monsters have been imprisoned underground by humans.
Yeah, humans are kind of jerks, except for you.
They are.
Don't kill people.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, it's really confusing.
Yeah, in fact, the game kind of makes, it says a quote, and I think I wrote it down somewhere, but something about, like, love, compassion, and kindness, that's what monsters are made of. And so it kind of plays towards that monsters are, you know, because most of the monsters you meet just hanging around in this game are nice. You know, I mean, they're not like murderers, except for a couple of exceptions. But, you know, the way that they talk up humans is, you know, that they're horrible.
I mean, well, look at every game ever. It's humans killing monsters because they're scared or something.
Yep.
True.
Yep.
Yeah, true. It's an interesting concept. I mean, it's kind of reminds me of Animal Crossing a little bit. Kind of just like throw it. Yeah,
I'm kind of remind you of Animal Crossing
because they have like these working villages and stores and like all these weird animals, and I'm just like, hey, what's up? I'm the human who's moving in, and I'm gonna decorate my apartment and stuff.
I just have a duck neighbor. What of it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's a weird game. I'm kind of finding myself not paying too much attention to like the story. The story so far makes absolutely no sense. I think that it hopefully will sort of iron out a little bit more as time goes on. But I do like how it is kind of shrouded in mystery so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The whole beginning with Toriel was very unsettling. Thought.
Yeah. Okay, so did you have to kill her, or did I just screw that up?
No, you didn't have to kill her.
I felt like such a jerk. I was like, I don't feel like this is supposed to happen, but I couldn't figure out what else to do.
Yeah, same.
Really bad.
Yeah, you can spare her.
I tried, and I tried, and she just was like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
So I killed her. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt awful after that.
I meant to just beat her into, like, submission.
Yeah, same here.
Wow.
I got, like, a crit or something.
Yeah, did everyone crit?
Yeah, I think you get a crit if you're not careful.
Yeah, well, she keeps taking more damage.
I didn't even fight her. I did spare the entire time.
I did spare, like, 20 times, and she just started saying the same thing over and over, so I was like, well, I guess I reached the end.
I kept doing it.
Wow.
I mean, you powered through. Like, I am wishing I'd had your, you know, stick-to-itiveness.
Stick-to-itiveness.
That's a word.
Was that Franco?
I said, for the record, how many spares did it take?
I don't remember.
Is he breaking up for anybody else, or just me?
Yeah,
no, he's breaking up.
Break
Franco,
up
you're breaking up, Franco.
Don't break up with me, Franco.
Oh, no! Yeah, your mic. You sound like a robot, Franco.
Yep.
This evening, Franco has been replaced by a robot.
Hey, it's all good. It's only a matter of time before it's the rest of us. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to get more into that in a little bit, but I think that the puzzles are an interesting concept with, like, you know, walking around and stepping on switches and whatnot. Although I will say the quote-unquote process of elimination method isn't my favorite.
The process of on what?
You know, like trying to figure out which things you're supposed to step on and land in which room, or just like hitting, like, I just feel like you kind of have to go back and forth a lot. Thankfully, it's not too tedious. It's not, it doesn't drop you too far away.
Have you been reading the stuff on the wall?
Yeah, like the signs and stuff?
Because it'll basically tell you what you need to do.
Yeah, they give you clues.
No, they're not.
It's not a process. Go ahead, Chris.
The room with the switches explicitly stated which switch to press.
Yeah, I know.
And then
never mind. People are ridiculous.
Maybe it's not a process of elimination, Chris, but more like a process of thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Ouch! Wow!
Oh. Ooh.
Let me get some ointment for that burn.
Yeah.
Good God. Well, anyways. Feeling a lot tonight. So, who's your favorite character? We kind of, actually, Monzo touched on this a little bit. But who do you guys think who would you say your favorite character is so far?
I like Sans because he makes bad jokes and I relate to
them. Oh, that was so funny.
You know,
I would
say
yes.
At first, he seems very, very annoying, but Papyrus kind of grows on you.
Yeah. A little.
Yeah, I'm still not a big Papyrus fan.
Yeah, he's kind of annoying.
But he reminds me of a few awkward people I've known.
I just kind of my favorite thing about him is that his attack says cool dude or cool guy, whatever. That I lost it at that moment.
Yeah, Sans is my favorite, I think. He's the puns were cracking me up with the whole drum roll and the
The little camera like zooming in on his face.
Yeah, like the whole breaking the fourth wall type thing.
And the trombone.
Yeah, when he comes out in the apartment at that point. Yeah. Like, dude, trying to have a date here. I tried to go say hi to him, but he wouldn't open the door.
Pick up your socks, go back home.
Anybody else?
Greater Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have to agree. Greater Dog was great.
Yeah.
Well, isn't he just like a third person that you fight once?
Yeah. You also can see him again in the bar or whatever.
Is that who that is? The blind dog or whatever? Who can only see you when you move or something?
No, that's Doggo, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. There's Greater Dog, Lesser Dog, and Doggo. They're all very distinct.
Yeah.
I think I killed Greater Dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is he the one in the suit of armor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't kill him.
I was trying everything I could to not kill him.
Really? But the dog's the easiest one. So.
But fighting him was, like, hurting me so much, and I was getting low on health, and I was just like, I can't stick around and keep doing this. I gotta go.
That's why I killed Toriel, because I was about to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pet
him, though.
I kept doing that, but, like, every time it goes into his turn, it's like he kept draining me, because it was just too much.
So wait.
Yeah.
If you killed Greater Dog, did you see a dog in the bar later?
I did not.
In a suit of armor, up in the top left corner of the bar?
I don't remember.
Poor Greater Dog.
Yeah.
The heck, man? He's in
Greater Dog. You monster!
Wow. And suddenly game chat turned very dark against Chris.
It's like, yes. I didn't want to do it. It's just, it was either, at that point, it was either me or him.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, the only thing that I killed the first half was, up until the point that we stopped, were the strawberries. I ate
them.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I think you're supposed to.
Okay, as I didn't know if that was considered killing or...
I don't think so. Those rabbits that show up, too, they're, like, angry whenever they're with something. Have you noticed those enemies as well?
Oh, God, I don't know.
There's, like, these evil rabbits that appear, and they sometimes appear with the strawberries, and as long as you kill the other enemy first, you can spare the rabbit.
Oh, huh.
But, like, it's aggroed until you kill...
What are these strawberries?
They're like, they're carrots. They're, okay.
They're carrots. They're carrots? I thought they were strawberries.
I don't. What was that?
So there was, I don't know.
I heard strawberries.
Poor Franco.
Because the other thing, too, is in the room where you kept having to fall through to hit that one switch.
Yeah.
The room on the top left, you could pull a carrot out and then you fight it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, strawberries, carrots, I mean.
They're the same thing, right? Right?
Yeah, they're both fruit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, carrots, fruit, okay. Within
the healthy food family.
Oh, poor Franco.
Franco's having some issues.
Time waits for no one.
Did anyone stay in the inn?
No.
So
there's no way. I didn't have enough money.
So I went into the inn and I paid $80 to sleep for the night.
Oh my
gosh.
And I come back down and the innkeeper is like, "Wow, you look like you got a nice night's sleep," which is surprising because you've only been up there for like 2 minutes. And then she was like, "You know, because you didn't stay that long, I'll just give you your money back."
Oh no!
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't spend anything.
Yeah.
Now I wish I'd done it.
Yeah.
So you power napped.
Yeah.
You got your money.
Wow. I do have to say there were several parts in this game that made me laugh out loud. Like there were several very funny parts in it. A lot of them.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit charming and cute at times. Sure.
So, what did you guys think about the game encouraging mercy? How did this make you think differently than in other RPG games?
I think it's BS.
BS? Get out of here. You're kicked out.
Kidding, just kidding.
Well, it's interesting because there's definitely there's another way of thinking how to fight the monsters.
Like, yeah.
You have a different way of there's an alternative to just straight up fighting.
Right.
What's interesting about it is that none of the enemies so far actually seem to want to hurt you. Like all of them. Yeah. You know, I think it was Steph said, like, that they're made of love and kindness. They don't actually want to hurt you. So,
yeah.
At this point, I haven't even wanted to fight anyone. Because, so it doesn't feel like a game, I don't know, it doesn't, it's interesting that they give you the option, but it doesn't feel like it's actually an option, because it's just the only right choice.
I started fighting only because of, only because to get, more XP and health. Because, like, I'm horrible with those avoid fighting sections, and I'm always, like, losing and getting closer to death, so...
Hmm. Yeah, I wasn't the only person that had trouble with the fighting games.
Yeah, like, a lot of... I avoid the fighting if I have to. Or I avoid fighting if I can. But if I have to, I'm gonna, you know, punch someone's face in.
Yeah, I killed the two dog guards with the axes because I could not figure out how to make them stop attacking me. Like, I got them close, and then one of them was almost dead, and I accidentally killed him, and then he was the other one just like whimpering like a little
isn't
baby.
Isn't that the one where you, oh, because didn't they like each other? Weren't they married?
Yeah, they were married. They were freshly married. My God. There was a sign that said, warning, dog wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh after their wedding, you just murder them. Murdered them.
Well, now they're freshly dead, so they can...
Those were the ones where you had to roll in the grass. You had to roll in the grass. Yeah.
And so like a puppy, and then they'd be like, dogs can pet dogs, what a miracle.
Yeah, but then they got, they were still attacking me. I couldn't get away from them.
It was a big puzzle.
Yeah, I just killed them. There was no consequence for it.
Yeah.
That's one thing I like, is that it, you know, I mean, it not only encourages mercy, but it gives you, like, you actually have to think about, okay, how can I get through this fight without having to kill them, without having to resort to violence? And so, like, I was constantly going into my actions and being like, okay, well, let's try this. Well, let's try this and let's try this again. And trying to think logically. And Chris Clark, you know, brought up about, you know, that, or I think it was Chris Clark about that it didn't really seem like an option, or was that Monzo to fight them? It seemed like the only right thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not a good option.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think that's another thing that this game does well, for as weird as it is that it, and because other games, like say you're in a Final Fantasy game, because that's what I'm familiar with as far as RPG games go, you know, I mean, there are, you know, probably harmless creatures in there, but it doesn't give you a background. It doesn't give you, like, you know, it doesn't make you it doesn't make you think that those animals don't want to hurt you. It's just like, okay, you need to fight this animal. And what this game does, it gives you kind of a choice and kind of shows you, hey, this animal seems like he might not want to hurt you, so what do you want to do, you know?
Anybody here play Shadow of the Colossus?
It's been a long
time. No, but I know about...
It's an amazing game.
It is a great game. It's another game where, like, you kind of have to fight these things, but you also don't know if what you're doing is even right. Like, right. These things aren't really... They're unprovoked, they don't bother you, you know, yeah. These monsters, and then you kind of go fight and kill them, and then kind of satisfy your own desires, if you will.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an interesting concept to be explored. Definitely a good game, so play it if you haven't.
Yeah, but I'm surprised. Has no one else played Shadow of the Colossus in here?
I didn't get new that.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Bunch of noobs.
Totally should do it, guys. Totally should go after that game.
Yep. There's no excuse. The HD remake is...
Hello?
Hey. Kinda hear you.
I'm upstairs on my desktop now, so...
Oh, that's so much better, Franco. That's so much better.
Thank you.
You sound amazing.
Did you want to talk at all or mention anything about any comments about the puzzles or gameplay before we move on?
I don't know if I made it all the way because I was thinking, I thought maybe the first piece of cheese on the plate was it, but I kept going, so.
There's more than one cheese in the first chunk we played.
Okay.
That's the pink cheese is the end.
Pink cheese. Right after Undyne chases you with the spears.
No. Oh, I just barely got there. What happened was I started playing it on my laptop downstairs with the keyboard, and I was about ready to toss my laptop across the room.
Oh.
So I said, I went upstairs, got my game controller, and that helped a lot with playing the game.
You can moving use the around. Controller?
Yeah, I haven't been using the controller either.
I use the keyboard.
Keyboard was driving me batty trying to dodge the attacks.
Oh, wow. Oh,
interesting. I've had no problem with the attacks at all. Like, do I just have high dexterity?
You must.
Obviously, that's it.
the corporal tunnels demon hasn't come for you yet.
Exactly.
The arthritis hasn't kicked in.
Exactly.
I'll just wait. I'll be 32 in October, man. It's all downhill from there.
Hey.
Oh, you got a long way to go.
A long way to go. Well, yeah. Can I take that to the bank?
Yes.
All right.
I just found the trying to figure out should I attack or should I not attack kind of difficult because it's like I finally resorted to like 4 attempts at fleeing. If that didn't work, okay, or at sparing.
Oh.
Like dialogue. Let me try to spare him. He's still attacking me. He's going down.
This is why it took me so long because I kept sparing and yeah.
I wish it would give you, you know, other than the subtle dialogue changes, you know, a slightly better hint of if he's changing his, you know, if the enemy's changing their attitude towards you, well, rather than just repeating the attack.
Yeah, if their name turns yellow, then that means that you can mercy them.
Yes.
Right.
But, I mean, that's really the only hint that you get for that.
Yeah.
I didn't even, honestly, I saw that mentioned in game, but I haven't noticed it in the gameplay. Like, I guess I haven't been looking at their names.
I've seen a couple people, like, I hit them a few times and they turn yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone, I think it's on a sign somewhere or something.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I know that I kind of found out that if I would do a couple of actions, like, 2 or 3 actions of, like, whatever their options were, talking or petting or whatever, and then I would spare, that usually after 3 of them, you could spare them, usually.
The thing I've noticed about mercy, and let's get deep here. Like, in real life, when you're being merciful to someone, sometimes it does hurt you on the surface. Kind of like with this, you're probably going to be taking more damage if you decide to go mercy and not kill something.
Yeah.
So what might seem to be the easier route, which is to lash out or to, like, match violence with violence, would, you know, isn't as good as trying to make an effort to give someone mercy.
Yeah.
Good point. I like that.
Yay, I think things...
Yeah, because, you know, generally you have to show mercy to someone who may not necessarily deserve it.
Right.
And I think that implies in the game, if these, quote-unquote, these monsters don't deserve it, because they start out... Some of them start out angry and aggressive, and so you kind of have to talk them down. And I think that's kind of the way it is in life, too. You're going to probably take some heat, like Monzo said, you're going to take some heat for... Even going against the norm, which is not showing mercy. So the norm is not showing mercy in our world. So, yeah, good point.
The if it was me, it was probably the default would be flee.
Yeah.
Instead of mercy, it's like, I'm just going to remove myself from the situation.
I'm just going to run. Yeah.
Kind of already talked about a couple of these other things, so I'm going to kind of skip ahead here, just in my notes, but, and kudos to Steph, who writes up these notes every week and sends them to me, so. The game is very kind of fun and weird and whimsical and kind of cute, but it also can be kind of dark at times, I've noticed. It can just really shift on a dime and be kind of dark. You kind of see that in the beginning a little bit. We can talk a little bit about Toriel here again. But also, I wanted to kind of hit on the first encounter with Undyne that we see. From with Toriel in the beginning, I personally, as a player, and as going through and kind of hearing what she was saying to me, I was really unsettled. I was like, I don't trust this person. Like, I'm scared. They're trying to kidnap me or kill me or eat me. And so I wanted to get out of there. And I didn't really necessarily want to kill her. I was more with the other guys and kind of accidentally did it. But I felt horrible. But at the same time, that whole part with the end where she wasn't going to let me go was kind of unnerving.
I think she just didn't let you go because she knew what was outside. You know, she knew.
You would have to... have the process of thinking outside.
She could have knew about Undyne, or she knew, you know, she probably knew that they were looking for humans, that they needed, you know, that they needed humans to pass the barrier, so she knew that if you would go outside, that you would probably, you know, be hunted and killed.
Yeah, she does say that, but, I mean, I just kind of felt like if I had fallen in there by accident, my first priority would not be to stick around. You know, I'd want to get out of there.
True.
Yeah, definitely got the Hansel and Gretel gingerbread house vibe.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Stole the words right out of my mouth.
I never got that she wanted to kill me. I just kind of felt, I mean, it kind of felt uncomfortable at first, but then, you know, and then she was like, you know, kind of giving you gifts and giving you butterscotch pies. And even though
trying to fatten me up.
Even though that sounds delicious. Oh, see, I didn't see that at all. I thought she was just, I thought she was just trying to keep me there so she could have a kid, you know, or that she could have, because obviously she had tried before, I'm guessing with the other humans that fell through. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, but then, you know, you obviously have a family somewhere, so I obviously still wanted to leave.
Right.
Yeah, I got less of a, like, murderer vibe and more of just a pathetic, like, lonely old person vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more of a desperate, you know, she's so lonely kind of thing.
Kind of scared me more than being eaten, to be honest.
Wow.
I was like, I don't want to be trapped in your, and stay in this room the rest of my life. I want to be a person with free will.
Good point. Good point.
Well, anyways.
I don't know. If she has an Xbox, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty nice digs,
that's
you know?
True.
I mean, we could work something pies, out.
Butterscotch pies all the time that you could ever want. You know, chocolate in the fridge.
You guys choose the butterscotch or the cinnamon when she asks you?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon for sure.
Cinnamon. I chose cinnamon, but she still gave me butterscotch.
I know, she was
it was
like,
butterscotch,
well,
cinnamon. It was both.
Yeah.
Oh. She got all offended.
I'm the lone butterscotch amongst you, the cinnamons.
Wow.
I love butterscotch. What are you saying?
Good for you. Good for you, Franco.
So what about Undyne? What do you guys think of that?
Undyne's scary.
He is pretty scary.
He or she?
I thought I got the she was the vibe
it's
I got.
A she.
Yeah.
It's a she.
Yeah, I thought it was a she.
Yeah.
How'd you get
he's
that?
He's a she.
That little yellow dude.
Yeah.
I thought.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She or her. She uses a female pronoun.
Yeah, I thought Papyrus was going to bite it when he was talking to Undyne.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oops.
Anybody get killed at that part where he was chucking the spears at you?
I got close to dying. It was that was pretty tricky.
Yeah, I almost got killed. I was clinging to life. Any other thoughts on that? Did you guys pick up on what I was mentioning? Like, do you guys feel the sort of shift in the feel of the game at times, or is it just me?
Yeah. What to what?
Well, just kind of like from being playful and silly to kind of just being a bit dark and kind of unusual.
Yeah, like I think
that was in the first 2 minutes that it went from happy fun to dark with the creepy flower thing.
Yes. Oh God.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, I think that vibe was always there, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a dark game with lots of happy, fun, redeeming qualities.
Yeah, and I think that's it, is that it's mostly a dark... It's exactly it. Like, it's not a light game with darker things in it. I think it's a dark game with, like, lighter things thrown in it to make it, you know, enjoyable.
Yeah. No, good point.
Toughest puzzle so far?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, God.
I didn't have too much trouble.
For me, it was the blossoms. The second blossom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one took me some time.
That one threw me for a bit.
Oh, did anyone do the blossoms on the for the sign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. What did it say?
It said, congratulations, you...
You failed the puzzle.
You failed the puzzle.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
you waste all your time getting out there and then nothing.
All that was missing was wah.
Yeah.
I think the only time... thing that gave me a little bit of trouble was the puzzle in the shape of Pyrus's face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a toughie too, yeah. With the X's and the O's, yeah.
Did you guys, the part where you come up to the color board when he starts explaining all those rules to you?
Yeah.
I was ready too. I was like, let's do this. I got this down. And then it just, nothing happened.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
I just kept telling him I didn't understand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and eventually he's just like, here, I'll just give you the list and you figure it out yourself.
That's hilarious. I was just like, let's do it.
Another thing I really like about the game, and it's something really small, but every character has a different text sound.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
What's his face? The short fat guy.
Sans.
Sans.
Yeah, Sans. You.
Yeah.
And his Comic Sans for the text.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and then Papyrus is...
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't catch that till just now. Good catch.
That's what happens when you take a semester of typography.
I hate Comic Sans and Papyrus.
Wingdings for the win!
Yeah. Now, do you hate it because everyone else hates it, or...?
No, I really do hate it.
Because I was pretty okay with it until, like, you know, everyone said it was wrong. So
I'm going to start typing all the notes in Comic Sans from here on out.
Please do not do that. Fine, whatever. I actually had a guy who requested me to use the Comic Sans font in a project I was doing once. I was like, really, dude? You just asked me to use Comic Sans? Okay.
Yeah. Because it's cool. All the cool kids are doing it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. We'll go with that.
At my work, we have a professional internal website that is all in Comic Sans.
Oh my gosh, what?
Yes.
That's horrible.
It is, it really is.
Who would do that on a professional website? Unless you're like a comedian, you know?
Yeah. That's I don't know.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think will happen to our protagonist? Are you rooting for him or her to get out and get home, or are you hoping to stay in the monster world?
I think he's gonna get out. I mean, I think it was Papyrus who was like, "Oh, the king's a pushover. He's a big nice guy," and I think that that's what's gonna end up happening. Like if they keep the light tone, I could see him just being like, "Oh, you're a nice kid.
Get out of
here." Yeah.
Well, there's the king, and then who's the like? I got the impression that there were two entities at power.
Yeah.
Like, there was the king, who was a super cool guy, and then there was somebody else that I guess Undyne is working for. Or maybe they're the same person, and that's the twist. I don't know.
That could be. That's what I was thinking, that you're going to come up with a dilemma at the end. You know, like, is this a trap letting the monsters go? Or, you know, do I really, really want to unseal... You know, this place, right. You know.
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah, good point. I don't know, I'm definitely intrigued. I want to see what happens. I'm definitely invested enough to care at this point. Well, because I wasn't sure what to expect with this game, to be honest. I saw the trailers and I was like, I don't know if this is a game I would play outside of game chat. But I am interested, and... You know, I'm definitely intrigued enough to see what happens with Undyne and kind of unveil that whole thing.
Yeah.
Definitely a compelling villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I am rooting for her to get out, though, that's for sure. I don't think I like the idea of staying there. It just doesn't feel natural to me. I think it realistically... I would want to get out of there at all costs, you know, if that was me in a situation such
even
as that.
Even if you were a kid and there were a bunch of fun monsters around that were nice to you and giving you butterscotch pie, you'd want to leave? I think I would if I was a kid.
I think most kids would probably not feel comfortable there.
Yeah, I think actually, especially if I was a kid, I'd want to leave. Yeah. I mean, assuming I have any semblance of a normal family that, you know, I would feel safe going back to. You know?
Yeah, we also don't know, though, how old this person is, because she obviously went on a date and is, like, hitting on this guy, this skeleton guy, who's clearly out of her league.
Or out of his league.
I think they're both out of each other's leagues.
Yeah, I mean, are we settling on it being like? I mean, is it a girl? I thought it's a girl.
They never specified whatever you want. Girl.
It was Undyne that we were questioning before.
But I think the player character they leave intentionally
vague.
Yeah. Gender neutral.
I always pictured it as a boy. Well, the entire time I was playing.
Yeah,
I thought it was a girl for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Girl.
I mean, if it's a girl, like what? Then what's Papyrus? Is Papyrus a man? I mean, he says brother. Don't they refer to each other as brothers?
Yeah.
Yes.
So they can kind of. It's open to interpretation, huh?
Yeah.
Dang. Okay. Well, let's be progressive. Yeah.
Are you homophobic, Chris? All three of you. No, I think in the beginning movie like thing.
I could have sworn I saw a skirt. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was pictured as a girl when she was like climbing the rocks and
pretty
stuff.
Pretty sure
and...
it's a girl.
It's into. I've read that it's intentionally left open to interpretation.
I think people want to believe that. But
hey,
I think it's a girl.
People in Scotland wear kilts. Guys wear kilts in Scotland, so it could be a kilt, guys.
I mean,
it's a kilt. Yes,
it's a little Scottish boy.
Maybe it is a boy, and he's wearing girl pants.
Could be.
Let's move on, shall
yeah,
we?
Yeah, please.
Tumblr's gonna find us.
Yes. No, I mean, it's all in fun, obviously. Well, I know
unless
that's...
Unless you're a guy who wears girl clothes, then it's not fun at all.
Then it's...
Whoa! Franco just puts them like a bag of M&M's. Yeah.
Well, does anybody have any sort of remaining thoughts about the game? I know it's kind of a short one, so there's not a whole lot to discuss. We talked about out of the first chunk, so
yeah.
Anybody have any closing thoughts before we make a couple announcements?
I'll be honest. I was frustrated at the beginning of the game with the number pad and stuff, and I was really close to chucking it in. And then I got the game controller working, and things seemed to. The dialogue saved the game. Let's put it that way.
Papyrus
and Sans saved the day for me.
You use the number pad for your arrows?
Yes.
Because on my laptop.
Oh, weird.
On my laptop, the up, down, left, right are really close together. And it's really tough.
I was going to say, that's probably why you had trouble moving around with your keyboard then, because, there's a lot of space in between those.
No, going to a game controller helped, and the dialogue saved the day.
Yeah, I said I laughed quite a few times with it.
Cool. Anybody else?
Well. Mm-hmm. Oh.
No?
Okay. Well, then I'll go into... Okay, so for next week, guys, we are playing until the end. We kind of didn't really judge correctly, so you're going to have, I mean, I would say a good three and a half hours of gameplay.
Doesn't sound like anybody objects.
Okay.
That's good.
That'll be fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to gauge until you kind of get there, and this game doesn't really clearly mark where you are, so we had to kind of guess.
Yeah. So about 3.5 hours, but it's a good 3.5 hours. You'll definitely be intrigued. You'll definitely have questions answered, some of them. And the ending, I'm really excited, hopefully, to hear people's endings, because the ending is, there's a few endings that you can have to the game. Just so you know.
Cool. And speaking of next week, Steph's going to actually announce our next game now, because, in a minute, but I wanted to suggest something. I know Steph might not be able to make it next week till almost the end, and with PAX coming up, we have a lot. I have a lot going on. So I had a question, either, and you guys can kind of decide what you want to do. So A, we can move up the time till 9 p.m. next week, in which Steph would lead. I would be absent, probably. Or we do it at 8, and Steph is absent, and again, I might be absent, and we would say, does one of you guys feel comfortable leading? We would get you discussion points ahead of time, yeah. But you guys would just sort of be in charge of being here and facilitating the conversation, and all of you guys have been here pretty much since the beginning, so you kind of know what we're doing. I don't know for a fact that I'm going to miss it, but I just wanted to extend that, and I'll probably know midweek, or you know, at least by this weekend, if I am going to be out, and if I am, I can message you. And if not, we'll just plan on being here Tuesday night again. So I don't know. Anybody feeling like, yeah, I'd love to do that, or no, I definitely don't.
I'd be, if you need someone to do that, I'd be fine doing that, or moving it to 9 also works fine for me.
Okay. Anybody else up for moving it to 9 before we...
9's yeah. Fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay, it would just be 1 week. And Steph, you said you could make 9?
Yep, I can make 9.
Yeah, that's no big deal at all. Okay.
Then why don't we just move it to 9 for the sake of that, and that way if I need to miss, I just miss and Steph can lead.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll try not to do that too often, but it's just, again, one of those things that, you know, life happens. So we'll have to tweak it a bit.
We're just so busy.
We
such
are.
Important people.
Got a lot going on. Everybody here is, except for Steph, well, you're technically East Coast, but you're not, like, New England area. Franco, you're not going to PAX East, are you?
Nah. No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, next year maybe.
Well, Steph, are you going to New York? I think you said.
Oh, that's in October.
October. Okay.
Yeah, PAX East is this month, like next week, and ish.
Speaking of, oh, sorry. Okay. Go ahead. No, you go ahead. No, you.
Thank you.
No, I was just gonna say. Speaking of October, Chris Stanton and I were. He came up with this idea. This crazy idea. Really crazy idea of doing like a live game chat from New York Comic Con, which would be wicked cool if we could pull it off.
That'd be amazing.
Gotta talk about
like on a Tuesday night.
No, well, it doesn't have to be. Remember how at E3, like some of the guys just did it from the apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like that, you know. Or it'd be cool if we just were like, you know, after the show, just sat around in a circle and recorded it.
Just
talk about like, yeah, with a guitar. Well, we wouldn't necessarily be playing
yeah,
the game.
Yeah.
We just talk about like the show and maybe some of the game or some of the nerdy stuff we've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, if a month out from the show, if you guys want to post that in the group chat, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
You mean what the possibility
just
of doing?
Like,
it?
Hey, like let's all play this game, and it's something we can. Maybe if we don't even record it, we just talk
that's
about it throughout
idea.
The weekend, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So in the missionary group, you mean?
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
All the right. Facebook chat.
Yeah.
So, like, hey, you know, we can play this game, and, I don't know, it might generate some cohesion between people who haven't,
yeah,
like, met before or anything, because we've all played the same thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That'd be awesome. And maybe
I
we'll
like
get some
idea.
More. Regulars, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can thank Ooby-Doob.
I know. I come up with the awesomest ideas.
Wow.
You're really good with words.
You're so humble. All right.
Well,
so
Steph.
Next week, right?
Steph?
Yeah. And so, introducing our new game that will be starting after our week off, so you know, the 26th of April again, we won't be having game chat because most of our members will be usual members will be out. So this will start on the third of May. We're going to start Firewatch.
Interesting.
Yes. So let me just pull up. Let me give you. The Steam link here in the chat here. That's to Steam for Firewatch. It's actually 10% off now. Usually $20, $19.99, but for a week, for until April the 18th, it's only, well, it's off like $2, so $17.99. But $2, hey, you could buy a coffee somewhere, just not at Starbucks. But the description of the game is, the year is 1989. You are a man named Henry, who has retreated from his messy life to work as a fire lookout in the Wyoming wilderness. Perched high atop a mountain, it's your job to look for smoke and keep the wilderness safe. An especially hot, dry summer has everyone on edge. Your supervisor, Delilah, is available to you at all times over a small handled radio, your only contact with the world you've left behind. But when something strange draws you out of your lookout tower and into the forest, you'll explore a wild and unknown environment, facing questions and making choices that can build or destroy the only meaningful relationship you have.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
So yes. I'm really excited for Firewatch. How many of you guys in here have played it already?
I have.
I didn't.
I actually, other than hearing you guys talk about it, I know nothing about it.
Well, cool. I have blurbs about it, but being
yeah.
I will say this about the game. There are parts where it's going to make you feel like you should rush through. Take your time and explore. Because...
Ooh.
Nothing really serious will happen if you take your time.
Okay.
So.
It's good tip. Good yeah. tip. But yeah, it's supposed to have gotten a lot of interest. A lot of people have really liked it. I haven't heard I haven't heard really anything bad about it. There have been some kind of, people that have voiced, kind of disappointment maybe with the ending, but I'm not sure. I haven't heard details about that, but all in all, it seems like a very good kind of, you know, game that's driven on the conversations and what you find in this wilderness. So hopefully it'll be very good.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, it looks like a beautiful game, just visually. And I do hear that it's very story-driven, so just be mindful of that. There's probably not a lot of action in it.
Yeah.
It is very walking around, kind of just observing and taking it all in.
It's very pretty, though.
Oh, so, and take pictures.
Yeah, isn't there like some kind of website that you can upload them to?
Yeah, so, this really isn't a spoiler. You find a camera, you can take pictures. At the end of the game, it basically will pretty much upload the pictures to their site, and then you can actually purchase physical copies of them.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's awesome.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
So,
my house would be covered in, like, just varying sunsets in different stages.
Yeah.
Just do like a triptych portrait of the setting sun. Cool. Well, if anybody has any final thoughts or questions, we will wrap.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks everybody for coming. And we'll see you. we'll see you next week at 9 o'clock Eastern. And hopefully I can join you guys.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Everybody take care.
Yep. Adios, guys. Bye.
Bye.